We're just seconds away from visiting with our regular contributor, Laura Kennard, from Drake University and dmbizmixer.com. We'll be talking about business events and gatherings in the greater Des Moines metro this week into next week. Grab your calendar. Laura is coming up next. Inside on Business, the News Hour is made possible through the support of AARP Iowa. Real possibilities for family members, no matter the age. From fraud protection programs to voter information to helping to understand what a livable community is like. Find out more. Just Google AARP Iowa and come face to face with real possibilities for your family.
Inside on Business, the News Hour is brought to you by Tarot International. Achieve, lead, and outclass with Tarot, T-E-R-O.com, and the Iowa Business Journals, news and information for small to mid-sized businesses, iowabusinessjournals.com.
It is Monday. That means Laura Kennard is back with us talking about stuff going on in the metro when it comes to business networking events and education. Laura, of course, is from Drake University and also from dmbizmixer.com. Hey, Laura.
Hey.
All right. What's going on? But well, big thing tomorrow.
I know. Other than the fact that I think the weather is a big thing.
It seems
super nice, and I'm excited about that. I know we talk about the weather a lot. It's an Iowa thing.
It really is an Iowa thing. You know, when I moved to Iowa 150 years ago, when I first got here, I could not, you know, I'm that old. Marconi and I were personal friends. But when I moved to Iowa, I could not get over how focused people in Iowa were on the weather. It's always the weather, you know. And I came to understand that, well, part of that is because of the agrarian society that we have here. And part of it is the craziness with the weather.
The expression? If you don't like it, just wait till tomorrow.
Just hang out. But yeah, tomorrow, speaking of tomorrow, yeah. Steve Wozniak's in town with U.S. Yes. Cellular.
I know. He's doing a whole program, and I've registered for it a couple of times. And as I was mentioning, I'm not really sure if I'm in or not. But I wanted to check it out. So
you can go and find out.
I guess I can go and find out. I mean, that's the cool thing about Des Moines. Everything is like within 20 minutes.
Right.
So, you know, if I drive down and I'm not in, I guess I can just.
So this is being put on by U.S. Cellular. And I think the idea is they're talking about technology. And, of course, Steve Wozniak was the co-founder of Apple back in 1976.
Yeah.
So that goes back a ways. And Steve's doing pretty well for himself. He's exactly my age. He's a couple of months younger, as a matter of fact.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
And you guys are so young.
I know, yeah,
so
right.
So young. 150.
150 years
150
old.
150 young.
So anyway, so that's going on tomorrow. If you are interested in going, contact U.S. Cellular. They apparently have ways
They've been pushing out on Facebook with links to register. And, you know, it's one of those things, too, where when it's something that you don't have to pay for, a lot of times people won't show up, you know. So if you really had your heart set on it and you're just hearing about it now, I'd suggest maybe just go and, I don't know, give them Michael's name.
Yeah, right. Say, hey, Libby told me to come.
He said that I was on the list.
it said in my invite. Invite anybody you'd like.
Okay,
yeah.
Well, you're invited by Michael Libby.
There we go. Everybody is invited
so
to go.
Show up. So that'll be interesting. You know, he's actually had some controversies with his school. Have you read that at all? He has a coding school. And apparently, I think that the intention is good. And I know that the press has kind of tried to track him down on it because there's been some disgruntled students of the program. I don't think it's anything like the, you know, Trump U or anything like that. I think that it's a new program. And the delivery system of coding classes online is difficult. And apparently they weren't really sure if the curriculum was quite up to snuff. And considering that he's an expert in that area, I'm sure that he's working diligently
to shore that up.
But he has
a
coding
school. Should I ask him tomorrow? Should I ask him? I'll ask him.
You should ask him. And he'll probably dodge.
No, I don't think so.
Anyway.
Steve wouldn't do that.
But, so we've got, you know what this is? You know what this week is besides Halloween?
You what?
Well, it's Innovation Week at Drake, so
yes.
That's cool. We're going to have a bark tank instead of a shark tank. And we've
going
got
to the dogs,
all
huh?
sorts of scavenger hunts, talk about innovation. But that's just some fun things on campus and kind of in conjunction with Halloween, too, for fun. But also, it's the first Friday in November.
Right. 2nd of November, isn't it?
2nd of November is Friday, Jeez. Folks. And you know, we have every month a slew of great things that go on between the fact that you can co-work all day in downtown Des Moines, the lovely downtown Des Moines at Gravitate. We also have the networking happy hour that I think will be the same Friday, 4:30, like it's sort of end of day, so you can network. And then also, we always have the First Friday events that are at the Iowa Center in conjunction with the Greater Des Moines Partnership, featuring a professional businesswoman talking about her business. So we've got those things that
First Friday.
All right. On the First Friday.
You know, 2nd of November, think about this, Laura. In just 2 months, we'll be headed back to work after New Year's.
In just 2 months. Oh, my gosh. You are so right.
Yeah.
I know. And I just went to the store. And I know it's almost November, but I was still kind of startled by the holiday. All the, not Halloween, like, you know, like Christmas and Thanksgiving stuff that was all on the shelves. And I just am not ready.
I think we should just leave it up all year long. I have neighbors, as a matter of fact, that leave their lights up all year long.
Well, a lot of people get into those, like, those white twinkle lights,
yeah, right.
and they just leave
just
them
leave
up.
Them on. Yeah,
why
yeah.
not? It's why nice not? Decor, right? It's festive.
Sure.
I know your wife likes to keep decorations
Don't going. Bring it up. Don't bring it up. Looks like Santa Claus threw up in my house. That's what I get.
Oh,
for-
no. Are we already? You're already
oh,
decorated
no, no, no,
up?
Oh, no.
Not yet?
Not yet.
Not yet? Okay.
Please, please.
She's being reasonable?
No, she won't be reasonable.
Not, but not before Halloween.
Oh, well, no, not before Halloween, but probably the day after. Actually, she usually tries to wait until Thanksgiving. And then, you know, then it's just crazy.
Gotcha.
It's, as we say in Yiddish, it's mishugana. It's just crazy.
I'm learning a lot of Yiddish these days, I was just going to say.
So I marry a Gentile, and, you know, this is what I get.
And now you get, there you have it. So the other thing is that Jeff, speaking of Gravitate, of course, has been very involved in the entrepreneurial ecosystem.
Right.
And he is actually going to be doing an intro to the Des Moines startup community. So, you know, sometimes you're new here or maybe you're thinking about moving here to start a business. So he's kind of doing a intro. And this, I believe it's November 8th. We'll talk about it again. But if you go to Gravitate, they always have all their events on their Facebook page and on their website. They have a nice calendar for 2 months out of all the things. They've got regular meetups they do there with people that are into like cryptocurrency, people that meet with different groups will meet there. And then also he's hosting just an intro to what Des Moines startup community looks like.
It's interesting
now.
What his business has become. It is not just merely a co-working space.
Mm-hmm.
It is a space that has events,
mm-hmm.
and it's as much, almost as much social as what it is business. Mm-hmm. And it's really interesting.
And I think it's about the camaraderie of, you know, I just noticed that I think it's U.S. Cellular or City. No, it's Citibank is doing a whole education for young people, high school age, in teaching them how to be entrepreneurs.
Yeah.
So, because they know that the future of our economy is based on people continuing to create new things and new businesses.
Right.
So
what they should be doing is teaching financial literacy.
Well, and you know, I actually, a lot of young people are starting to get interested in that topic, surprisingly, too. And there's a lot of programs for that as well. So we also have on November 8th, I don't know, are you familiar with the top 10 things to happen downtown?
The top 10 things to happen?
To happen downtown.
No.
I didn't know about this either. It just hit my radar. So Thursday, November 8th, from 7:30 a.m. to 9 a.m., so you can go early in the morning, it's at the Science Center, and they're going to have a panelist learn about the top 10 downtown development impacts this next year from a group of expert panelists. So in case you haven't driven through downtown Des Moines recently.
Wow. Yeah, I know.
Then you're not aware, but if you have driven at all, you're aware. There's
a lot of stuff going on.
So the panelists will be Tim Leach, the Downtown Community Alliance, Tim, I think it's Ritma, local real estate owner and developer, and Ryan Moffitt with City of Des Moines, moderated by Joe Benesch, the Downtown Chamber past president. And so this is, it's free for the most part. If you're a non-member, then it's $10. So you can show up for $10. That's not too bad. And find out what is all this construction and development and everything
going
on.
That's 8th November, ladies and gentlemen.
8th of November, yes. And then, of course, the very next day, we have the Small Business Summit.
Right.
That's the Greater Des Moines Partnership. And I know you had Christina Moffitt on talking about that. And so what little recap did she have to say about?
You know, they have three keynote speakers, and those three keynote speakers, pretty high-profile individuals. And then they have, I think it was 18 breakout sessions.
Yep.
So, and you're one of the
breakouts.
So you're talking about what?
Well, I'm talking about Facebook and Instagram. Well, you can't hardly talk about Facebook without talking about Instagram these days, since they're owned by some company and they have a lot of sort of integrations between them. And so, but you know, I've been developing this curriculum for DMAC, and DMAC is a sponsor and Drake is a sponsor as well. And so because of the work with DMAC and in the Facebook partnership, where I have been wrote the curriculum, been teaching this Facebook and digital marketing certificate program that's administered online, then DMAC thought that everyone thought that would be a good thing to kind of talk about, not so much the class, but just some highlights and from that, and focused on the Facebook side of things. So that's my little
And it's going to be on 9 November. It's going to be happening at the FFA Enrichment Center in Ankeny.
Right. Yes. That's a nice building that they do a lot of events there. So.
It is.
Yes, indeed. That's what we've got coming down the pipeline.
Cool deal. Laura Kennard, she is with us each and every Monday. She is from Drake University and also DM Biz Mixer. We will have links to those. You want to get your event up, all you have to do is go to Twitter. It's hashtag DM Biz Events. We'll make sure that we talk about it. Mm-hmm. Thanks, Laura.
All right. Thank you.
That, again, was Laura Kennard from Drake University and dmbizmixer.com. She joins us each Monday to talk about education and business opportunities here in the metro into next week and beyond. Good stuff all the time, and we're so grateful that Laura takes the time to do this with us. All right, that concludes today's broadcast for all of us associated with Insight on Business, the News Hour. Chap Ramsey is our production coordinator. The voice of Insight on Business, the News Hour is Hunter Pease. Aaron Libby is in charge of sales and marketing. The music you're listening to right now was arranged, composed, and conducted by our friend James Goodlett from Jam Good Productions. For all those folks, my name's Michael Libby. Have yourself a wonderful evening. Be safe, be well, be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good day.